Frequency Cast Special Report. Startup in progress.
Hi, this is Pete.
And I'm Carl from Frequency Cast, the award-winning UK tech podcast.
In April 2012, we were at the NEC in Birmingham for Gadget Show Live. Here's one of our interviews recorded at the show.
Frequency Cast, now loading. Focus.
I have seen, a lovely little piece of kit. And this one's designed for the car. I think this is the only car product that we've reviewed here. Is that right, Carl?
We haven't done a car product for a long time, have we?
Well, no one's given us a free car. That's probably why. Oh. So there you go. So I'm talking to Craig Johnson from a company called Voiceworks, who's going to explain this rather interesting little piece of kit and why smartphone users need one for their car.
Voiceworks V1 is a nice new piece of kit. Fits easily to your sun visor, and it's what we call plug and play, so very easy to use, very easy to set up and use while you're on the road. Key benefits really are that you can send text and email by voice, and also listen to texts and emails received and reply to those while you're on the go.
Okay, so just to physically describe the product, it's a little bit smaller than a smartphone, about as thin as an iPhone, I suppose, perhaps.
Yeah.
Maybe sort of cigarette packet size, for want of a better description.
Yeah.
With two clips that presumably clip in the little gratings on the sun visor.
Yeah, it fits easily to your sun visor. You know, it's a very standard clip. It's going to fit pretty much all sun visors.
Okay, and now it's obviously using technology that iPhone users will be familiar with when it comes to Siri, which do a lot of the personal assistant stuff. And actually, when we were doing a little test of it earlier, I vaguely recognised the voice. I think that's Mr. Siri on there, isn't it?
No, it's not quite Siri. It's similar but different technology. In terms of Bluetooth and text-to-speech, there is a very common menu voice in terms of operation that a lot of the manufacturers use, and we're no different, probably because it's one of the best.
I was going to say very similar. I've had a daft situation where my iPhone was picking up a conversation from my TomTom, which also uses a very similar male voice, and it was trying to interpret the sat-nav instructions. Very, very confusing. So I can see this would only add to my confusion. But nonetheless, the key benefit here, of course, is hands-free, driving safely. And I know you're not meant to use a phone when you're driving, and obviously holding a phone to your ear is bad, but people have been known to be texting while driving, which is obviously not a good thing. So this speaks text messages to you, and you can compose as well, is that correct?
Yeah, I think from our point of view, it's, you know, we're not looking to encourage people to use their phone in the car, but it's a fact of life that modern communications, people do use the phone, and even worse, they text and email on smartphones now, which is, you know, I think there's reports recently that have shown it's far, far worse than even talking on your phone. So, you know, the Voiceworks V1 uses modern technology to try and provide a safer way to send texts and emails by voice and listen to them, because it, you know, people are going to, you know, do this while they're driving.
Now, one of the problems when we've road tested similar in-car products is the problem of picking up voice and the whole, you know, you're in an enclosed metal box trying to talk to a box, yeah, and you get the, sorry, I can't understand, call mum, try again, that kind of thing. Does this offer anything that solves that problem?
In terms of voice recognition and technology where it is today, there are still, you know, certain limitations. You know, we feel we've got it to a very good level, but, you know, inherently there will be problems in terms of if there is excessive background noise in the car, you know, if you have other people, certain things with accents and dialogue. It's almost, you know, if you put good information in, you will get good information out.
Garbage in, garbage out, understood. Okay, but presumably it's got some noise cancelling technology in there that at least eliminates some of the common problems and the road noise, that kind of thing?
It does, yeah. It has echo cancellation and what's called DSP technology to help really fine-tune that.
Now, I know it's unfair trying to do a demo of this little product when we're standing here in the middle of the NEC. It's a little bit different to an enclosed car space, but would you mind just firing this up for me and we'll just see if we get a quick sample?
Good afternoon, Craig. Welcome to Voiceworks. Please wait for the beep before speaking. You can say email or text.
Email.
Email. Say listen or compose email.
Compose.
Please say the name of the contact you wish to send the email to.
Test.
Test. Email address test at voiceworkstl.com. Is this the right contact?
Yes.
Record your message.
Hi Pete, hope you like our new product and your viewers like the report and information on it too. Bye for now.
Okay, you can say, send email, playback recording, record again or cancel.
Send email.
email sent.
Wow, okay. Now, if that can do that in the middle of the NEC, that's not going to have a problem in Carl's Nissan Micra, is it?
It shouldn't do, no. I mean, the product is really designed for use in the car, where you have the enclosed bubble there, and it's a lot more stable environment, so you should get a good level of voice transcription.
Okay, Craig, an amazing little product. Just remind me of what it's called.
The VoiceWorks V1.
Okay, and if I wanted to buy one of these, how much are they in the UK?
They are £69.99.
Wow, okay, and where can I find one?
You can find them at the moment in the UK at PhoneBits, at most of the motorway service stations, Mobile Phone, and a number of other online retailers.
And Craig, if someone wants to buy one of these online, can you recommend any good sites they could go to have a look?
Yeah, it'd be mobilephone.co.uk.
For links, pictures, and more coverage of Gadget Show Live 2012, go to www.frequencycast.co.uk/GSL.
Hi, this is Susie Perry, and you're listening to Frequency Cast, the UK TV and tech podcast.
We hope you found this interview of interest. If you'd like to find out more about our regular podcasts and maybe sign up, have a little listen to what we do.
What have you got there?
Ah, this is the latest bit of kit.
Usually the station ham radio is operated by those astronauts who stay on station several months at a time.
Have the top-up TV anytime box. We are absolutely disgusted with the service.
We're measuring Carl's EEG. His retention level was in sort of the bottom third.
I think he's a lost cause, in all honesty.
And in breaking news, it looks like a new Freeview HD channel will be with us soon.
This year's European Podcast Award 2010.
The winner for the non-profit is Frequency Cast.
After 200 yards, turn right.
We've just officially been given the world record for the lightest touchscreen mobile phone in the world.
I can send a text to Frequency Cast for you.
That's true, I can now control my TV from my iPhone.
Now, it's a darkened room you live in, isn't it, normally?
Stay up to date with the latest TV and tech news with our free radio shows.
To listen to our shows online,
download the shows as a podcast or add the shows to iTunes,
go to www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast. Special report. Shutdown complete.